So take us through how this play came to fruition. It's obviously the bicentenary of Austen's death.
Jane Austen's death. And one Pamela Whalen, who is a very well-known Jane Austen scholar, has a former member of the, and a current member of the Genesian Theatre and former director of the Genesian Theatre, adapted the play from the original text. And so it's a massive undertaking. And we were very keen to take up the play and to tie it in with the Jane Austen bicentenary.
So take me through the process of the, it is such an enormously popular text, yep, and it is such a huge undertaking. Did you feel kind of a responsibility to stay quite true to the text itself?
Oh, yes, I have made every effort to present a very, what people will feel is a very realistic representation of that era. We have a beautiful set, beautiful costuming by Peter Henson. It's acted in a very traditional way. We've not attempted to do Clueless or anything like that. We're presenting for people what they will really want to feel as if they're seeing a BBC drama.
Beautiful. So, yeah. What were some of the biggest challenges you found yourself facing? Was it the costuming, the sets, the fact that this is...
I have to be honest and say it's been really pretty smooth sailing. I have very, very good people involved in set design with Owen Gimblett. We have lighting design by Tim Carter, sound design Michael Schell, who is a lighting and sound designer and operator at the Opera House. So we've got fantastically professional people who help us with this. And so all in all, it actually went very well. But staying true to the text, giving people what... one of the problems in a play like this is people are going to come with very set expectations of what they... of the characters that they loved when they read it. And you can't... you can't please everybody. There are elements that had to, characters and elements that we couldn't incorporate, or Pamela couldn't incorporate in the adaptation. And so people may come along with, miss that out, but they'll be very enchanted by what they see.
Was Emma a text that you found yourself, you know, even in high school or whatever, engaging with?
It's not one I personally knew before.
Okay.
So although we're all very familiar through television with Pride and Prejudice and shows like that, I found it a really interesting and enchanting story. I think she's a really, really interesting character. Jane Austen said, "I'm going to write a novel about someone no one will like." and in some ways, she is unlikable and a terrible snob and spoilt and rich. But, you know, in the end, everyone gets their comeuppance.
Mm.
And everyone, you know, has to find love and partnership in the end. And so people can come
Austen
along
style
and see what... what happens?
Now, the play opened 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
How have audience reactions been?
We've had full houses almost every show.
That's amazing.
And really, really terrific feedback.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent reviews.
Where can people get tickets?
Well, people can go onto our website, www.geneseantheatre.com.au, or take a risk at the door. But I would not recommend that.
Don't risk yourself at the door, ladies and gentlemen.
And tonight we've got a special dinner in association with the Jane Austen Society.
Oh, wow.
So we expect people in their Empire Line gowns and bonnets to turn up, and it should be a really great
what
evening.
What a spectacle. I love that.
And all our, we have the students from Ultimo TAFE in the Diploma of Specialised Makeup coming in every night to do all the Regency hairstyles for the female actors.
How long does it take for some of the characters to get in?
Well, they come about an hour and a half before the show.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of serious braiding going on.
Some serious hair height,
yes,
I think.
Yes, and all the little ringlets down the front. And they look terrific. It looks really genuine and enchanting.
What's it been like working with the Jane Austen Society?
Well, our connection with them has not been... they're not directly connected with the production in any way. But we've got guest speakers from them speaking with us. Some of our actors appeared at the Jane Austen event at the State Library earlier in the week. And so lots of things that are connected with them.
It's a gorgeous era to revisit. It's a very pretty era to look at. In
Jane Austen's world, it was, there's no war.
No.
There's no disease.
No, just
it's all
brats.
Everybody just floats through life, ultimately finding a husband.
And looking gorgeous while doing
and
it.
And looking gorgeous while doing it, yes.
Barry, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming and joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.